In the fall of 1812, Joseph Bonaparte, older brother of Napoleon, was spending some time at his estate in Bordentown, New Jersey. Seeking a peaceful break from the political intrigues of Europe, he took to the nearby woods for a hunting expedition. The dense, shadowy expanse of the Pine Barrens was a familiar territory. That day would be unlike any other. As he ventured deeper into the forest, the silence around him grew unsettling. The unusual sounds of birds and rustling leaves eerily absent. Suddenly, a rustling from the underbrush caught his attention. He turned to see a dark, shadowy figure moving swiftly between the trees, far faster than any animal he had ever encountered. He squinted, his heart quickened, as the creature emerged from the thicket. It was like nothing he had ever seen. A monstrous creature with the body of a large kangaroo, bat-like wings, and a terrifying horned head. Its eyes locked onto his, gleaming with a strange, unnatural light, before it leapt up into the air, disappearing into the night sky with an unsettling screech. Shaken, Joseph returned to his estate, unable to shake the image of the creature. He reported his sighting, and rumors quickly spread. Over the next few months, the legend of the Jersey Devil took root. Fueled by strange animal attacks, odd footprints in the dirt, and more from those claiming to have seen the beast, Joseph's chilling encounter marked one of the first original sightings of the creature, and it would become a key moment in the folklore that would haunt the Pine Barrens for generations to come. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Unlocking the Paranormal. I am your host, Carrie. And if this is your first time, I do appreciate you joining me today. And for any returning listeners, your support is immensely appreciated. Now, let's get into today's legend. Perhaps the most distinctive legend to come out of the state of New Jersey is that of the Leeds Devil. Beginning in the Pine Barrens of the southern point of New Jersey, in the state's earliest years, the tale of this ferocious monster terrorizing the people of the surrounding homesteads grew to even greater proportions than the region of its origin. The story had been handed down through generations of residents of the South Jersey area, and each storyteller adds his own or her own variations about the events in the story. In the Leeds Devil, we have the classic elements of the folklore of terror. A devilish creature, terrorizing people. These basic elements ensure the survival of the legend. Throughout all of the many and varied tellings of the Leeds Devil phenomenon, two elements have remained consistent: the mother's nickname, and its status as one of New Jersey's signature legends. Most everything else about New Jersey's most famous monarch of the night has been disputed, changed, or even replaced by some new and wondrous variation. The people of New Jersey appear to be able to live with this situation, and as a result, until the latest version appears, the Leeds Devil legend remains a popular visitor attraction an estate amongst paranormal enthusiasts. Now, before there was the Jersey Devil, there was Mother Leeds. Mother Leeds' residence at the time was near the town of Leeds Point, which is an unincorporated community. This legend has many different versions and incarnations of the story. Most have some common elements, and all share the central theme of a child who was unwanted, and the Mother Leeds curse. There is no definitive account of the curse that Mother Leeds supposedly called out as the devil was being born, but 12 children to care for was simply too many for the family to handle. Mother Leeds said that her 13th would only bring misfortune. As for the variations in the story, I will share just a few. One tale unfolds like this. In 1735, Mother Leeds, a resident of the Pine Barrens, delivered her 13th child. There are claims that she was a witch, and the baby's father was none other than the devil. Born during a turbulent storm, the infant was far from human. It killed the midwife and soared off into the wilderness. For many years, it tormented local children and farmers and slaughtered livestock. Researchers speculate that the story originated as a way to undermine the Leeds family by their political opponents or local Quakers who disapproved of their non-Quaker beliefs. Referred to as the Leeds Devil until the early 1900s, occasional sightings were reported, or so this is one version of the story. One alternative tale recounts how a curse was placed on a young girl who fell for a British soldier during the Revolutionary War. When she had her child, it resulted in the Jersey Devil. Another account tells of a gypsy who cursed a girl for denying her food, leading to the girl's birth of the Jersey Devil. But another popular version of the story is this. The version of the tale regarding the origin of the Jersey Devil involves a woman named Mrs. Leeds, who has been said to have resided in locations like Estelville, an unspecified cabin in the Pine Barrens, and near the Batstow area of New Jersey, which I hope I'm saying all of those correctly. If I'm not, just let me know in the comments. Who unexpectedly found herself pregnant with her 13th child around 1735. This baby was a boy. And before the night would end, this baby, born normal, would then transform. With several crones standing around the bed, the baby transformed into a wild creature that then took flight up the chimney. It terrorized the town, devouring babies, assaulting women, and headed towards the woods to hide out. The Leeds Devil was said to curse the community. Milk turned sour, crops dried up, and with its foul breath caused fish in ponds to die and to be spoiled so that it could not be consumed as food. The Leeds family was a real family that existed in the early settlements of New Jersey, and their descendants continue to live in New Jersey today. The physical description of the Leeds Devil closely mirrors that of the Jersey Devil, but it is often associated with more specific traits tied to the tale of Mother Leeds and her cursed child. Here's a physical description of the Leeds Devil based on folklore. The head. The Leeds Devil is frequently described as having a grotesque, horse-like head with sharp, pointed features. In some variations, the head may resemble that of a goat or even a dragon, with glowing red or yellow eyes that radiate an unsettling supernatural light. Its body. The creature is typically depicted with a thin body, often reptilian or akin to a kangaroo's build. Its body is said to be covered in a rough, scaly hide, which gives it a sinister, otherworldly appearance. The creature's body is often described as being around 3 to 4 feet tall, though some accounts suggest it may appear larger. Wings. One of the most defining features is its bat-like wings, which are large, leathery, and powerful. The wings often spread wide and are capable of allowing the creature to fly swiftly throughout the night. They add to its eerie, demonic presence, giving it a monstrous silhouette in the moonlight. The Leeds Devil is often said to have long, spindly limbs with clawed feet or hooves. The legs may be described as being almost human-like, but end in sharp, animalistic appendages, further enhancing the creature's otherworldly, dangerous nature. A long, serpentine tail is typically mentioned, which is often described as having a spade or arrowhead shape at the end. The tail is sometimes said to lash violently when the creature is agitated, adding to its ferocious demeanor. Overall, the Leeds Devil appearance is a disturbing blend of various animal characteristics, making it look unnatural and terrifying. Its combination of bat-like wings, hooved or clawed feet, and a monstrous head make it an iconic figure in the folklore of New Jersey. Now, what about notable sightings and encounters? There are mentions of a Leeds Devil sighting in 1873 and again in 1894, but it wasn't until 1909 that there was the great outbreak of Jersey Devil sightings. In 1909, a series of articles containing demonizing images and tales of frightening encounters in the wild were featured in some newspapers. Residents of Bordentown, Mount Holly, Burlington, Gloucester, and Woodbury were mystified with the hundreds of sightings over a period of several days in January 1909. Hundreds of people across New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and even Delaware reported seeing a strange winged creature resembling the Jersey Devil. Now, these sightings were heavily reported in the media, and the creature was said to be responsible for livestock deaths, strange hoof prints, and sightings in trees. Stories were printed in newspapers stating that it was believed that the animal possesses a remarkable form, so that it may crawl through a hole less than a foot in diameter, as well as it is cat-like and can walk on fences and over chicken coops, indicating that it can't be more than 20 pounds in weight, which I know what you're thinking, 20 pounds is not that heavy, especially considering the height to be 3 to 4 feet tall. I know for myself, I have a Shih Tzu dog and she's 20 pounds. 20 pounds doesn't seem very significant. And the fact that it might be able to crawl through a hole less than a foot in diameter makes me believe that maybe the Jersey Devil is a lot smaller than what people think. Residents would know they are in the presence of a Jersey Devil by hearing the wheezing and snorts at night coming from the woods. There were reports from a Woodbury man that went by the name of Thack, who stated that he encountered the beast as he left the Woodbury Hotel one Saturday night. He reportedly told his friends he saw something white fly across the street, and with it he noticed a hissing noise. Then he spotted what he assumed were the eyes of the beast that appeared like spots of fire, like phosphorus. He mentioned it moved in a very fast fashion and left a trail of a white steam-like cloud. Now, with this report, my first thought was that perhaps he had a bit too much to drink that Saturday night. Did he really just see a random bird fly overhead? And maybe these spots of fire were headlights of a vehicle? Could the smoke that hung in the air, could that have been exhaust from the car? But the sightings only continued, and a manhunt ensued to try and capture this beast. Obviously, nothing ever came of this manhunt. Several residents reported the strange tracks that were found in their yard that seemed to appear and disappear out of nowhere, fueling the theory that they can fly. How else would prints simply appear and disappear and not be accompanied by other prints in the snow, such as that from a human that was playing a prank? One man in Gloucester City reported following the tracks for 20 miles. For this to be a hoax, that would be quite the distance for someone to walk. Maybe not for an animal of sorts, but for a person to walk 20 miles for a prank seems like some serious dedication. A man named James Fleeson stated he spotted the tracks on rooftops, on top of a chicken coop, as well as tracks that seemed to pass through a hole in a closed fence that was just 4 inches across. Not only that, he followed the prints through 8 different yards. This report seems a little funky to me. To imagine that this beast can fit through a tiny little hole seems a little unrealistic to me. Perhaps if the creature was making tracks through the yard, it simply flew over the fence and not through the fence. Then there is an article dated January 21st, 1909, that photographed the horseshoe-shaped prints in the snow. Now, the footprints are odd, that it only seems to be a trail made by one leg or two legs that are attempting to walk in a direct straight line. There doesn't seem to be any space between the points of the left or the right foot. Yet, you only notice a slight indication of what footprint is a right foot versus a left foot. Then, in another newspaper, a photo was taken of supposed hoofprints found. They look similar, that it is a straight line, and the tracks lead up to a corner where two wooden fences meet. In some of the cases with the hoofprints, they are of various sizes. Off the bat, my first thought is, well, it's a hoax. People are strapping on horseshoes and they're balancing on them, and that is why it's forming a straight line. And that is why it only appears that this creature has 2 legs versus 4. But let's get into the story a bit further by discussing some more sightings. According to an article in the Bridgeton Evening News from January 25th, 1909, the engineer at the Manchester Shirt Factory was focused on his engine when he suddenly was alarmed by an unusual hissing noise, reminiscent of the Jersey Devil. This mythical creature was described as having fiery eyes, a snake-like tail, fur covering its body, and feathers atop its head. Overcome with terror, he froze in place. But soon after the fear faded from his expression, he began searching for the source of what he claims was escaping steam. According to one online source, witnesses claimed that the creature attacked a trolley in Hagden Heights and a social club in Camden. Police in Camden allegedly shot at the creature, but it showed no signs of being affected. Obviously, panic ensued, leading to the closure of schools along Delaware River Valley. The Philadelphia Zoo even announced a $10,000 bounty for the creature. While some opted to stay home from work, groups of vigilantes took to the streets in search of the devil. However, it soon vanished, and life returned to normal. There were only a handful of sightings here and there up until the mid-1900s. Now, the next few sightings I will discuss are from 1927, 1960, 1978, and 1993, before I get into one of the most recent sightings and possible evidence. In 1927, a cab driver reportedly spotted the Jersey Devil while he stopped to change a flat tire. There is more than one line article that references this, but no further details are provided. What did he do? What did the creature do? Where did it seem to go? What did it look like? We just don't know. Then, efforts were made to stop the Jersey Devil's reign of terror by offering $100,000 and $250,000 reward in 1960 after a series of reports in the Mays Landing area. Now, I wasn't able to come up with much details about what these reports included in 1960, just that the reward was upped from previously $10,000 to now we have a $100,000 reward and $250,000 reward for capturing the Jersey Devil. Then, two teenage boys were ice skating near Chatsworth in the Barrens in 1978 when they smelled an odor like dead fish and noticed two red eyes watching them. And while they did not investigate, they claimed it was the Jersey Devil. Now, was this example mistaken identity? It is open to argument on if it is a true Jersey Devil encounter, but I still wanted to throw it in there. Then, in 1993, seasoned forest ranger John Irwin came across an enigmatic creature while driving along the Mullico River in the New Jersey Pine Barrens. The creature, towering over 6 feet, with dense, matted black fur and horns, obstructed his path. Irwin claimed that he and the creature stared at each other for several tense moments before it disappeared into the woods. Now, some believe it might have just been a black bear. Irwin, an experienced ranger, maintained that it was unlike anything he had previously encountered. You would think that a forest ranger would know what a bear looks like, whether or not he'd come face to face with a bear previously in his life. If it was unlike any other creature, one would think that he was being truthful and that he wasn't mistaking the identity of a bear. And the fact that this creature was right in front of his path, and the fact that they stared each other in the eyes, really gives weight that this is a true, credible sighting. I mean, he was looking right at the thing for moments of time, giving him enough time to take in all of these details of its description. Without any means to gather proof, this sighting remains yet another mystery. Now, as I previously alluded to a more recent sighting, 2015 was a big year for the Jersey Devil sightings. In 2015, a man named David Black captured a photo of the alleged Jersey Devil while driving home from work. Black told ABC News around 6 p.m. he was driving past a golf course in Galloway, New Jersey on Route 9 when he noticed what he thought was a llama running outside. As he got closer, he said he pulled out his camera and took a photo. Then, to his surprise, the creature suddenly sprouted wings and flew off from the golf course. Now, if you want to have a look at this photo, you should head over to the social media. I will be putting out a photo of this on Instagram, Facebook, and at some point it will be up on TikTok for you to take a look at. Now, the photo itself, in my opinion, looks like a large stuffed animal, pony with horns, wings, and a beak. Its color is like a darker brown, but I'm not sure if the color is just distorted due to the light source being minimal, or if it actually was that color. This photo was captured in the state of New Jersey, so go have a look at this photo, and then come back and share your thoughts and theories on what you think was captured. I honestly would love to hear what you listeners have to think of this photo. Did this man truly capture the very first photo of the Jersey Devil? Now, 2 short days later, a woman named Emily Martin supposedly captured a video of something similar flying off into the sky. It was also dark. In this video, you see a creature and wings flapping as it flies off. The video is taken from the ground perspective, and the creature is seen flying up in the tree branches. I have to say, I'm not really convinced because it looks like a true stuffed animal, and someone managed to put wings on it and harnessed it somehow up into the trees. Perhaps someone was attempting to debunk or recreate the photo that was recently the talk of the media. I don't know. I want you to take a look at the video. There is a link in our sources. I'll probably put out a still photo of the image from the video. Have a look. Let me know what you think. Was this a hoax? Was she the one who fabricated this? Or do you think she was duped and she witnessed a hoax? Or do you believe this was the very first video evidence of the Jersey Devil? Now, the sightings of the Jersey Devil have been reported for centuries, and while many believe the creature is a product of folklore and legend, there are several scientific explanations that attempt to rationalize these sightings. Here are a few possible theories. Misidentified animals. One of the most commonly proposed scientific explanations is that people have mistakenly identified known animals or birds as the Jersey Devil, such as coyotes or dogs. In the early days of the Jersey Devil legend, some people might have misidentified coyotes or large dogs, particularly if they were seen at night or from a distance. Coyotes are known to inhabit the Pine Barrens, and their eerie calls, along with a thin, gaunt appearance, could resemble some descriptions of the Jersey Devil. Then there's the great horned owl. The great horned owl, which has large, distinctive ear tufts and an eerie screeching call, could be another candidate for misidentification. Its large wingspan and nocturnal activity could easily be mistaken for the bat-like wings of the Jersey Devil. And then there are bats. Some sightings could have involved bats, especially larger species, which have leathery wings and a somewhat monstrous appearance when seen in low light. Then there's the theory of psychological factors. Another explanation is rooted in psychology, particularly the power of suggestion and mass hysteria. When there's expectation and fear, people are primed to expect a supernatural encounter, such as in an area steeped in folklore. The brains may interpret an ordinary stimuli as something extraordinary. This is particularly true if the witness is in a heightened state of fear already, as they are more likely to see what they expect to see. Then there's pareidolia. And I hope I'm saying that right. But if not, just let me know in the comments. This is the tendency of a human mind to perceive familiar patterns like faces or shapes in random objects or stimuli. People may see the Jersey Devil in shadows, tree shapes, or other ambiguous forms, especially in the dark, where human vision is less reliable. Then there's the psychological factor of mass hysteria or collective delusions. In areas where the legend is especially well known, it is possible that a collective delusion or hysteria could influence people's perceptions. Witnesses, particularly during periods of heightened media attention or after other reports, might see something they interpret as the Jersey Devil, even if it is a normal animal or an environmental phenomenon. Then there is the third theory. Environmental factors. Certain environmental factors can also contribute to strange sightings or unusual occurrences that might be interpreted as the Jersey Devil. Low-flying aircraft or drones, in the more recent sightings, could be attributed to misidentification, which drones and planes can have lights and strange shapes that might resemble the Jersey Devil, particularly when viewed at night. Then there's optical illusions and atmospheric conditions. The Pine Barrens, where many sightings have occurred, is a large, foggy, and densely wooded area. Atmospheric conditions like fog, mist, or even the movement of trees in the wind could create optical illusions, making animals or other objects appear distorted, shadowy, or even monstrous. A fourth theory is cryptozoological explanations. Some cryptozoologists, which are people who study creatures that are considered to be folklore or myths, like Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster, propose that the Jersey Devil might be a surviving prehistoric creature or an undiscovered species. Some theories suggest that the Jersey Devil could be a remnant of a prehistoric creature that somehow survived into modern times. For instance, large, flightless birds like the teratorn, an extinct giant bird species, could have inspired some early sightings of the Jersey Devil. Cryptozoologists might speculate that the Jersey Devil is an undiscovered species of flying mammal or reptile that has managed to remain hidden in the dense forest of the Pine Barrens. However, this theory is less supported by mainstream science, and no physical evidence of such creature has ever been found. Then there's the fifth theory, hoax or fabrication. Some sightings of the Jersey Devil could be deliberate hoaxes, perpetrated for attention, excitement, or even financial gain. Stories of strange creatures often attract curiosity seekers and tourists, which could lead to an embellishment of events or complete fabrication. For instance, was this golf course struggling? Not to point fingers or blame anyone here. Just a general question. Then there is the environmental or unknown phenomena, which could be natural phenomena that causes sightings of strange or unusual figures in the night, like bioluminescence or strange weather patterns. Bioluminescence, certain types of insects or fungi that glow in the dark, such as fireflies or certain species of mushrooms. Could this be misinterpreted as a creature with glowing eyes or other supernatural features? A little less likely, but it is a theory. What about unusual weather events? Odd atmospheric conditions like storms or strange cloud formations might create distorted shadows or eerie sounds that contribute to the creation of myths and legends, including that of the Jersey Devil. And if you're screaming at me right now, just hang in there because I am just stating all of the theories of what it could be. I'm not saying I agree with any specific one at this moment in time, but if I did have to agree or disagree with a theory, this last one I don't agree with. Now, lastly, a theory or explanation of what people are witnessing is that there really is a hoofed, footed devil terrorizing the earthly plane. Now, hear me out. There is this really interesting case regarding a similar instance that occurred in February 1855 in Devon, England. According to various online sources, mysterious bipedal cloven hoofed tracks were found in fresh snow of Devon, England on February 8th and 9th, 1855. This is referred to as the Devil's Footprints, which I won't get into the details of this story here, as I've decided to cover this in a separate episode later on. There is so much more to say about this particular strange encounter, but I did want to mention it and recognize it and throw it out there as a theory that this creature simply just does exist. While the scientific explanations for the Jersey Devil vary, they tend to center around the misidentification of animals, psychological factors, environmental phenomena, and the influence of folklore. The creature's elusive nature and enduring mystery surrounding it likely come from a combination of these factors, rather than the existence of a real supernatural entity. However, the legend continues to captivate the imaginations of many and is a significant part of the New Jersey cultural heritage. One of the most remarkable things about the Jersey Devil is its lasting presence in popular culture, especially when compared to other regional legends that have faded over time. Over the years, the Jersey Devil has appeared in books, movies, TV shows, and even music. Its iconic image, winged, demonic, and horse-headed, has inspired various artistic representations, contributing to the creature's enduring fame. Perhaps part of the enduring appeal of the Jersey Devil lies in its elusiveness. Unlike creatures like Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster, which have been the subject of more widespread hoaxes and investigations, the Jersey Devil remains an enigma, just on the edge of possibility. This just-out-of-reach quality, along with its roots in local folklore and the atmospheric setting of the Pine Barrens, gives it a distinct allure that continues to captivate locals and outsiders alike. Ultimately, the Jersey Devil represents more than just a mythical creature. It's a symbol of mystery and the unexplained. It taps into the deep-seated human fascination with the unknown, the supernatural, and the idea that there may be things out there beyond our understanding. Whether it's a figure of fear, pride, or intrigue, the Jersey Devil encapsulates the spirit of American folklore. Now, as long as the legend persists, the Jersey Devil will remain a powerful and fascinating symbol of both New Jersey's cultural identity and the broader human desire to believe in things that cannot be easily explained. Now, I would love to hear what you listeners believe. Do you believe that the Jersey Devil is real? Or do you believe the Jersey Devil is merely a myth? Also, let me know how you determine your decision. What key piece of information made you a believer or a skeptic? Head to the Unlocking the Paranormal podcast Instagram page to take the poll and let me know your thoughts. Again, any photo or video mentioned in this episode can be found on the Instagram or Facebook page. And for a full list of the episode source material, head over to the Facebook page, as that is where it is currently being shared. I do appreciate you tuning in today, and if you like what you hear, you can find more next week. Be sure you never miss a moment of the unearthly tales that await by following the show wherever you get your podcast. Now, this podcast is independently produced, and sharing it with your friends, family, and your favorite coworkers, it helps me immensely. Don't forget to leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you would like to join in and become a paranormal pen pal to have your story shared on a Parapals episode, email your story to unlockingtheparanormalpod@gmail.com. Stay tuned for the next episode, where I will venture further into the labyrinth of the supernatural. Until then, Stay curious, embark on the journey, and may you find the key to unlocking the paranormal.